Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you so much for joining us on Reading the Word. We're just going to start where we left off last time, and then I will kind of go back and tell you what we're doing. We're in Psalm 119, verse 136, as we're studying this beautiful passage of Scripture. We almost finished this section last time, but I didn't want to rush through it and you not get the information from it. So, Psalm 119, verse 136 says, "Rivers of water run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law." When I think about rivers of water, of course, he's talking about crying. I instantly think about the weeping prophet. His name is Jeremiah. Jeremiah 9 and verse 1, "Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of thy people." Also chapter 14, verse 17, "Therefore thou shalt say this word unto them, let mine eyes run down with tears night and day, let them cease not, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach and with a very grievous blow." Also, when he writes his book Lamentations, which is also an acrostic, just like Psalm 119, Lamentations 1, verse 16, "For these things I weep, mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate, because the enemy prevailed." I think about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in a sad but such a beautiful passage of Scripture. Matthew 23 and verse 37, he says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not." You know, the Apostle Paul mourned over those in Corinth. 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 4, "For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you." Paul also was enraged at the enemies of Calvary in Philippians 3, 18 and 19, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." The psalmist wept not over his own misfortunes, but for his peers. I'll tell you, as a minister of the gospel of Christ, there are some sermons that I cry in, and I cry through, and I'm not trying to make you feel bad because I'm crying. I'm crying because it's so emotional, because lives are at stake. And that's what the psalmist is doing here in Psalm 119. Well, as we're continuing our study, let's move on to the 18th section of this psalm. This is the Zadi. And yes, I know it's T-Z-A-D-D-I, but it's pronounced Zadi. It's verses 137 through 144. What we're doing is we're examining Psalm 119 in 8-verse sections, because that's kind of how it's broken up for us in the original language of Hebrew. And every 8 verses goes along with a specific corresponding letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So let's read Psalm 119, verse 137 through 144, then we'll back up and examine more of this beautiful passage of Scripture. "Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments, thy testimonies, that thou hast commanded a righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live." Now, if I could sum this section up, it would be the righteousness of God and his word. And Zadi kind of looks like a T with a little Z next to it, which probably won't spell that way in English, but in Hebrew it's kind of more what it looks like. Here in verse 137, when it talks about God being righteous, Jesus Christ, when he prayed his actual prayer in John 17, knew the Father was righteous. "O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me." He talks about the righteous character of God and the righteous judgments here in Psalm 119. Righteous character of God and upright, or righteous are God's judgments. In verse 138, thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. Similar to what he says in verse 160, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. There he's talking about the American Standard Version of 1901 renders that as the sum of them. Verse 139, he talks about my zeal hath consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Literally, it means cut me off. What he's talking about here is he is not lukewarm. Not because they'd slighted him, not because they'd done him wrong, not because they extended common courtesies, they sought his destruction. The personal feelings are in the back of the mind of the psalmist. They don't bother him because he's living faithful to what God has said. Why is he mad? Why is he angry at his enemies? Because they've forgotten what God has said, and they've forgotten his word. Verse 140, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I think about what the psalmist says in Psalm 12, in verse number 6. Thy word, the words of the Lord are as pure words, as silver that's tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Psalm 18:30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. I like adjectives. I like adverbs. I like words that modify other words. Look, thy word is very pure. Very modifies pure. Tells me how pure it is. He learned it. He loved it. He revered it. He relished in its daily meditations. And the psalmist lived the word of God. Verse 141, I am small and despised, yet do I not forget thy precepts. Here the psalmist is humble. He shows humility. Those loyal to the Lord are often despised regardless. He says, I may be small, but I'm going to be like David facing Goliath. God is on my side, and I know I shall win the battle. We're going to take a pause here. Hope you can stick with us on the other side of this break as we'll continue reading the Word in Psalm 119 and verse 142.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you so much for sticking around on the other side of that break. We're going to continue reading the Word, Psalm 119 and verse 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. God's Word is everlasting and it's true. And Daniel 2 and verse 28, Bible says, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed, they are these. Notice he says, there's a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Also Malachi 3 and 6. I have this verse reference written on the front page of my Bible. I believe it's in the middle of it in the New Testament. Malachi 3 and verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. God does not change. The Hebrew writer put it this way. Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13 verse 8, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. Now we look at Psalm 119 verse 142. He talks about thy law is the truth. Think about the law of faith in Romans chapter 3, verse 28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. We have the law of faith. We know that one. Also, Romans 8, verse 2, we learn about the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and the law of death. Talking about the law of Spirit. What about the law of Christ? That's found in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 21. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. Also Galatians 6 and verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens, and you'll so fulfill the law of Christ. Well, also think about the law of liberty. That's found in James 1, verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And we talk about the royal law in James 2 and verse 8. If ye fulfill the royal law according to Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, then ye do well. God's law is the truth. Verse 143, trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. Paul mentions fears within and fears without. I think about what happened in Acts chapter 5 and verse 41. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer. End of the verse. No, it's not where it ends. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to preach, or to teach and to preach the word of Jesus Christ. They counted it worthy. Why? That they were allowed to suffer for the cause of Christ. Would we say the same thing? And lastly, verse 144, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Here we see understanding and life. They're connected. They are essential for us to live this life and be faithful to God, die faithful to God, that we can have that home with Him in that next life. Well, as we're getting ready to transition to the cough section, section, verses 145 through 152, I do want to tell you, if you're wanting to hear this again or any other episodes in the series, they're all online. www.thejustinreedshow.com, reads with two E's, thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. Speaking of reading the Word, let's read the Word of God, Psalm 119, verses 145 through 152. I cried with my whole heart, "Hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law, but thou art near, O Lord. All thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever." We look at the cove section. It kind of looks like our letter K in the English alphabet. Verse 145, he says, "I cried with my whole heart." Now, there are four types of biblical hearts. Sometimes it refers to the intellect of a person. Sometimes it refers to their emotions. Sometimes it refers to their willpower. And sometimes it refers to their conscience. Here he's talking about all. He says, "With my whole heart, every ounce, every fiber of my being." And notice, he says, "Hear me, O Lord." He did not pray to a departed saint. He did not pray to anyone that was dead. He did not recite a pre-written prayer to some, you insert the person's name here. He prayed directly to the Lord, and that's who we should address in prayer today. Verse 146, "I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies." Here we see that the psalmist, he is saying prayer of one in a faithful relationship to God. He is saying God does the saving, and he knows that. He knows that God is the one that saves him through and through, no matter what he's been through in his life. He knows that God is the faithful one, and if he lives faithfully to God, God will keep him safe. We're going to go ahead and draw the line in the sand here. I hope you can join us next time as we continue reading the Word. We'll be ready for Psalm 119, verse 147, where he talks about preventing the dawning. Until next time, may the good Lord bless you and keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.